And hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate all of the feedback, the texts, the traffic alerts as well that you've been sending in. The text line always open, 850-437-1620. They have been coming fast and furious this afternoon, a busy afternoon on the roads. We've got a police situation that we'll talk more here in just a minute. Detailing an officer-involved shooting in Cantonment. We'll get the very latest information that we have coming up. Beach leaders lamenting the fact that we've seen so many tragic situations involving drownings. We just had Ryan Mallett, 35-year-old former quarterback with Arkansas in the NFL, dying yesterday in Destin. And several more deaths reported over the last week or so, stretching from Fort Morgan all the way down to Panama City Beach. We've had double red flags, yellow flags, and hearing from beach leaders today. Channel 3 talked with two of them. We'll hear what they had to say as there's, I think, just a general sense from them that either the warnings just aren't being adhered to or paid much attention to by visitors, or people just not really knowing what their own swimming limitations are, and combined with the heat, you know, maybe people just don't realize how burned out and tired their body gets when they are in the water and having to just constantly fight the waves, and you know, it's very tiring, and all of a sudden you're just in a situation that you don't want to be in, and you don't realize how much strength you don't have to fight against that. So a lot going on here, kind of a confluence of events leading to this tragedy that we're seeing in the Gulf of Mexico within the last week or so. Top three stories here. We have the officer-involved shooting in Cantonment. We talked last hour with Pensacola Police Spokesman Mike Wood. Multiple agencies out at the scene still. Sheriff's Office, FDLE, and Pensacola Police. Wood tells us this happened at around 3 o'clock this afternoon at a home on Durant Lane, just off of Highway 97. So that's why the closures have been going on all afternoon long. A Pensacola police officer came to the home following up on a hit-and-run crash that happened at 9th Avenue and Wright Street.
He was met in the front of a house by a male individual. Words were exchanged, a fight began, and then shots were fired by the officer at the suspect. The suspect was struck and killed by the gunfire, and the officer received minor injuries during the scuffle.
And again, PPD spokesman Mike Wood there. Elsewhere, of course, we're not the only place that's been dealing with this excessive heat and severe weather causing major issues at airports ahead of the holiday weekend, mainly in the Northeast. This is just after yesterday. It had about 3,000 cancellations and delays, and another 4,500 flights delayed or canceled again today.
We just spent $400 for a hotel for a night, and now, you know, no hotel vouchers, they're not helping with anything.
Just one person's plight there. I'm sure there are many, many others. And also wildfire smoke from Canada back in the U.S., and doctors say that they've had an uptick in patients with similar symptoms because of it.
Congestion, a persistent cough, chest tightness or difficulty breathing, chronic sinus pressure.
So yesterday, Detroit and Chicago had the worst air quality in the world. Today, Western and Central New York are getting the haze, and it's expected to track over to New York City by tomorrow. 6:15, Gracie has a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, as Joe mentioned, we still have 97 blocked off. That's going to be just north of Kingsfield Road in both directions. Still no update on if it's been open, but right now it is still looking like it's blocked off, and then slowdowns leading up to the closure. So just keep that in mind. Our slowdowns on 29 northbound at Muskogee. Muskogee Road has cleared up. We still have some delays on Creighton Road going towards Scenic Highway with an accident at that intersection. So still seeing some slight delays there. If you see anything else on the roads, if you have any details, please call the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Or if you're able to text in, always feel free to text in as well. For weather, I mean, of course, we know it's really hot outside. We have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. tonight with a low of 78 and mostly clear skies tonight. We're going to have more heat warnings throughout the rest of this week. It is 94 in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 109. So we're getting in the right direction.
We peaked at like 117, I think, was the top. It was like 97 degrees here at around 3 or so.
Great. Well, hopefully this you're staying cool as best you can. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Some more local headlines. We had a shooting this morning in Santa Rosa County, and the sheriff's office saying that it is being investigated as a stand your ground case. This happened at around 9:30 at a home on Bailey Road. The homeowner told investigators a suspicious person was on their property, and that individual allegedly proceeded to attack them. That suspicious individual was then shot. Sheriff's office says the homeowner has cooperated fully as of now. No charges pending. They have forwarded the case to the state attorney's office for a final review. Mayor D.C. Reeves held his weekly news conference today, indicating that the city's stormwater assessment fees could be increasing in the future. Definitely a conversation that needs to be had. Right now, the cost per equivalent stormwater unit is $72.24 per year. Reeves says that industry experts say that for the city of Pensacola, that number should be around $100 per unit. So we'll have to see if and when that becomes a reality. Also, the other big news that Mayor Reeves announced today was that finally we know the names of the winner for the Street Sweeping Fleet name contest. Here is Mayor Reeves talking about it.
Sweepy McSweepface, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Lightning McQueen. Those were our three winners.
So the 12 finalists were announced last month. They received over 6,000 votes. The competition actually started way back in March, and about 1,200 names were submitted that they had to sift through. So in addition to those three winners from the contest, there's actually a fourth street sweeper in the fleet, and Reeves says that he's used his executive powers as the mayor to name that on his own, and he went with Dirt Reynolds, a tribute to Burt Reynolds, who was an alum at Florida State University, where Reeves also attended. He said he couldn't resist going with Dirt Reynolds. Got a lot of response on our Facebook page. The pictures are posted there. So not only are they named, but they've also got some nice artwork, and they wrapped them in their names and some cutesy little designs there. So check them out on our News Radio Facebook page.
Like, how cute is city of Pensacola that we have that?
Yeah, well, there was a Bodie McBoatface. That was with what I believe the fairies, right? I think that was one of them. And so obviously, Sweepy McSweepface was always, I think, going to be on the short list of names there. But generally, pretty happy with the names, and I think, you know, it's cool. I like that the city is doing this sort of thing with getting engagement from citizens, and so I'm all in favor of that. 6:20, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state headlines and a look around the country today. It's a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie here on News Radio 92.3.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milltown Duck Race is Tuesday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpyrates.com. Celebrate America Tuesday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola July 4th fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon and trying to stay as cool as you can this week. Coming up, less than a week away, it is the 4th of July. This 4th of July, News Radio 92.3 is going to be carrying the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars presented by Peter Mouget, and it's going to be from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. It's going to be carried right here on News Radio 92.3, so make sure to tune in and hear it. It's an awesome event. If you're hoping to go to it, it's a free concert. It's at Community Maritime Park, and then right after, it ends at 9, and then right after the fireworks start at 9, so you'll get a great view for the fireworks show going over the bay. So hope you have a fantastic 4th of July here with News Radio 92.3. 6:25 right now. We're going to get a quick check at traffic and weather together. 97 throughout Cantonment is still going to be closed off just north of Kingsfield Road. That's in both directions due to an incident that happened earlier today. So that is still closed off. Again, that's in between Muskogee Road and Kingsfield Road on Highway 97 in Cantonment. Other than that, we're looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. And for weather, we do have high temperatures here in Northwest Florida. That's going to be 93 in Pensacola, 94 Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index of 109. Excessive heat warning in effect with a low of 78 for this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. This report is sponsored by Fresh from Florida. Hey, shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And as we continue on with state headlines here, this one local, but a state a wide note, especially regionally, with looking at the string of recent deaths out in the Gulf, stretching really from Fort Morgan, Alabama, out to Panama City Beach. And Channel 3 talked with a couple of public safety leaders, one of whom is Danny Fury, chief of Navarre Beach Fire Rescue. Here's what he had to say.
I would say it's actually getting progressively worse. We've got a lot more people coming to our area. We're advertising it. You know, they're really stressing the beauty of our local beaches. We're getting a lot more visitors. RTDC has numbers that are just out unbelievable, to be honest with you.
Says an excess of visitors and tourists in our area is leading in this. And also Melvin Shepard, who is chief of the Orange Beach Fire and Emergency Services. He joined the program as well during the 4 o'clock hour.
I hate to say it, but a lot of people overestimate their swimming abilities. Once you get in the Gulf, the water's working against you the entire time you're out there. So you've got the waves pushing you back and forth. You've got the currents pulling you east and west. So it there's a lot that plays into it.
So, and I thought that was interesting. You know, it is something that you can forget if you're out there, especially if you're a tourist and you're just really not used to being in the Gulf, is that it is a constant battle. And when you combine that with a heat index of 117 degrees, people just don't really realize how much of their energy is being zapped.
Yep.
Until it's too late and there's nothing that you can do or little you can do. And so not helping matters is the fact that we have this excessive heat warning and these heat indexes that are, you know, darn near close to 120 degrees mm-hmm. out there. So obviously, you know, the message, not just for tourists, but for people that work outdoors, that are just exercising or whatever the case may be, it is just so important to be mindful of, I would say, your limitations, but just, you know, going above and beyond to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and you know, making sure that you're as healthy and, you know, just taking care in those precautions that unfortunately have not been, according to a lot of beach safety leaders in the area recently, have just not been attended to. The warnings, double red flags, people drowning because they're swimming in double red flags. Yesterday was a yellow flag day out in Destin. So, you know, usually with yellow for locals that spend a lot of time at the beach, I would imagine, well, it's not red. So, you know, all bets are off or whatever. You know, they just don't pay much mind to it. But especially this week with the heat advisories, it's especially important to be mindful of where you're at and what you're doing and how much energy you're really exerting out there.
Yeah. One thing real quick that I took from the WEAR segment is also knee deep of water, you can still get pulled out. So sometimes you think, okay, well, I don't even go out that far. Like, it can still happen even if you're shallow. So just all around, be cautious if you are headed to the beach. Some good news real quick on a state note. If you're a state employee, Governor Ron DeSantis is declaring July 3rd as an additional holiday for state workers. He says that he hopes everyone, all the employees, use the extra time off to enjoy the Freedom Summer in a four-day weekend.
Yep. Also, the National Hurricane Center has a couple of disturbances that they're monitoring out in the Atlantic. The good news is that the chance of formation, very low for both of them. One, a 0% chance over the next week. The other, 20% chance. These are located about 400 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. Well, one southwest, the other southeast. But again, there's a quick update on the tropics. Fox News update coming up at 6:30. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Presumed human remains confirmed among debris from the Titan submersible taken to Newfoundland as the investigation continues into the implosion that killed five aboard that vessel. Thousands of flight delays and cancellations ahead of the long 4th of July holiday weekend.
More than 28,000 flights have been delayed and more than 7,000 canceled since Sunday. Lots more just today.
Fox's Alexis McAdams at New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport. President Biden was in Chicago today discussing his economic policy, saying his plan is working.
First, making smart investments in America. Second, educating and empowering American workers to grow the middle class. And third, promoting competition to lower costs to help small businesses.
Critics say the president's policies have resulted in high inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Overstock.com's $21.5 million purchase of the intellectual property of failed retailer Bed Bath & Beyond closed today, and Overstock then made a somewhat surprising announcement. The e-commerce home goods retailer said it'll soon change its online name to Bed Bath & Beyond, first in Canada next week with a rollout of a website, mobile app, and loyalty program in the U.S. weeks later. Overstock shares jumped 6% in today's market session and have leaped another 6.25% in extended action. Good news for the nation's banks. The Federal Reserve said today all 23 U.S. banks included in the central bank's annual stress test weathered a severe recession scenario while continuing to lend to consumers and corporations. In a back-and-forth session, stocks ended mixed today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 74 points, while the S&P 500 slipped a point and a half. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite, though, which rallied yesterday, rose another 36 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Everyone expects the 76ers to throw a huge offer at James Harden on Friday, but still not entirely clear why. His postseason inconsistency is well documented. He'll turn 34 in August, and the reports are likely 4 years for something well north of $100 million. There's so many NBA deals that teams quickly regret. Unless Harden has a late career renaissance, this could be one of them. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Baseball season's in full swing, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Just go to FanDuel.com/win to join today. Don't miss your chance to snag a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 when you join FanDuel today. Go to FanDuel.com/win to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Must be present in state where lawful to wager 21+ and present in select states. First online real money wager. Only $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-0-STOP Louisiana. GamblingHelpMA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Visit mdgamblinghelp.com in Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. 1-888-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
That time of year again, hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our other headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays and still looking like 97 in Cantoma is still going to be closed off. That's just north of Kingsfield Road. If you have any updates on that, please feel free to call or text in with that. But that is, again, both directions north of Kingsfield Road due to an incident that happened earlier this afternoon. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Extreme heat is going to be continuing for the next several days. We've got alerts in effect, whether it's an excessive heat warning or a heat advisory. Either way, it's dangerous heat across the area. High temps will max in the mid-90s, but those heat indices or heat index values feels like temperatures could be up around 110 to 115. Sunny skies and not much of a chance for any rain to pop up. This will take us right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 109. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you so much. Looking at some national headlines now, it was touted as a major speech in Chicago. President Biden touting his economic policy that he says is working.
When I took office, the pandemic was raging and our economy was reeling. Supply chains were broken, millions of people unemployed, hundreds of thousands of small businesses on the verge of closing.
And Biden says the U.S. now has the highest economic growth among world economies since the pandemic.
Also, the United States is announcing another $500 million of a weapon package going to Ukraine. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced that they're going to be sending weapons, equipment, and armored vehicles to replenish those lost in battle. This news does come on the same day that the Pentagon stressed that the U.S. played no part in the recent mercenary rebellion against Russia.
In New York City today, Daniel Penny pleading not guilty to the charges against him in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely.
All the evidence is that we've seen is that our client acted reasonably under the circumstances and that he was justified in the actions he took.
His defense attorney there, the veteran, was seen on video using the chokehold on a subway to, in his words, restrain Neely, who was out of control and threatening people.
And in the trial of Jordan Vandersloot, the judge is granting a motion to delay the trial date. The Dutch national accused of extorting the mother of Natalie Holloway, the American teen who disappeared on a trip to Aruba that happened in 2005. The trial date will be set to a later date.
President Biden mocking an Alabama senator, Tommy Tuberville, becoming the butt of his jokes today after praising funding that his state is receiving that he actually voted against. Tuberville celebrated the announcement that Alabama will receive $1.4 billion to improve broadband in the state. However, Tuberville was among dozens of Republican senators who voted against the bill.
Debris from the Titan submersible is now in Canada. A ship carrying the pieces of the wreckage returned to the port this morning. A crane offloaded the debris that looked to include the nose of the Titan. Investigators from the U.S. and Canada are going to use these pieces to try to determine what caused the submersible to implode.
And looking at some sports headlines here, a busy day in Major League Baseball. The Atlanta Braves already playing and beating the Minnesota Twins 3-0. Other games in progress right now. The Orioles leading the Reds 5-3. The Pirates over the Padres 2-0. The Blue Jays up in the Giants 5-0. The Marlins beating the Red Sox 1-0. And the Brewers up 2-0 on the Mets right now. A little bit later on, the Rays in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks, 8:40 start time there. NHL draft currently in progress. The Chicago Blackhawks selecting Connor Bedard, number one overall. That was widely expected, the top prospect in years. Picking second, the Anaheim Ducks going with Leo Carlson from Sweden, the top international skater in the draft. My Columbus Blue Jackets picking third, taking center Adam Fantilli from the University of Michigan.
How do you feel?
He's a great player. It is the best possible outcome for us because he was widely regarded as the second best prospect, but he's from Michigan. And being an Ohio State fan, that's a problem. I mean, Columbus has really become Michigan South because we have several players from Michigan that I'm forced to support. But, hey, he's a Blue Jacket. He's not a Michigan Wolverine anymore. He's a Blue Jacket. So I'll take it. Best possible outcome for me. So I'm very happy.
Very mature.
Let's see. What else we got? Suspensions looming, coming down soon for multiple players alleged to have gambling violations in the NFL. Adam Schefter says that a likely season-long ban is coming for the Colts safety Isaiah Rodgers for betting on NFL games. Simone Biles is coming back to the arena, or whatever you would call it, the gymnasium, in a competitive form. She will be taking part in the U.S. Classic in Illinois in August. It'll be her first competitive event since she withdrew from the team finals and individual all-around at the Tokyo Olympics back in 2021 for mental health reasons. Health, business, and science notes today. A pretty interesting one regarding dolphins. Now, of course, humans use baby talk when speaking to their children. Well, new research says dolphins do the same thing. Dolphin mamas use a special voice with their offspring, just like humans do. Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
Notice I've skipped that word each time I read it.
The WHOI leads the study in Sarasota. When dolphins call their young, it's higher pitched, more gentle, and more sing-songy and musical.
I love that. Kind of a, well, yeah, a weird one from Pepsi. They're going to release their first ever condiment this week. On the 4th of July, it's going to happen at select ballparks. Pepsi's going to debut their new soda-infused ketchup. It's called Pepsi Cola Chup. They're teaming up with several teams, including the Yankees, the Diamondbacks, the Tigers, to offer fans their first taste of this new creation. We actually got an interesting text.
Yeah, go ahead and read that.
That kind of changed my mind a little bit, but not a lot. With the Pepsi ketchup thing, with that deal, I'm not sure, but I can kind of see it. My grandma used to make this thing. It was called Coca-Cola chicken. You put chicken in a baking dish, pour a bottle of Coca-Cola on it and a bottle of ketchup, and then bake it. It came out like barbecue chicken. So I kind of suspect that maybe that's what the ketchup's going to taste like, maybe like a hint of barbecue. I don't know. If a grandma's making it, that means it's usually good. Even if it's something weird, doesn't mean I'm going to want to try the ketchup.
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, it's ketchup. So just, I mean, if you're like kind of marinating your chicken in Coca-Cola, I mean, that sounds like something that would be at like the Interstate Fair or something, like, you know,
yeah.
Coke cooked chicken. The Coca-Cola. and depending on the fare, maybe the other version as well.
Yeah, honestly.
Interesting though. But no, I'm out on. It's just regular ketchup for me. That's what I'm going to go with. On the topic of food, the American Customer Satisfaction Index coming out with their annual rankings of the top fast food places. They've been doing it since 1994, 23 restaurants they looked at. And number one with a score of 85 out of 100 is Chick-fil-A, coming in first for the ninth year in a row. And it's how polite the staff is that really sets them apart, in my estimation. But Jimmy John's, though, right behind Chick-fil-A at 84. McDonald's finishing dead last again out of the 23 restaurants they look at.
Do better, Mickey D's. Do better. Well, if you are a Costco member, I know we don't have a Costco here, but maybe if you're, I don't know, have one for some reason, they're looking into cracking down their membership sharing. The wholesale retailer is going to start asking for photo identification at their self-checkout kiosks. Business Insider says that Costco's seen a jump in shoppers using membership cards that belong to families, friends, coworkers at the self-checkout station. So hopefully this doesn't change how things work at BJ's and Sam's. We got a text in a little while ago saying they have a BJ card and they never use their ID when going to checkout. So we'll see.
6:45, let's get a quick check of the roads and our first warning weather.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We're still looking closed on 97. That's Highway 97 north of Kingsfield Road due to a police situation that went on earlier this afternoon. So it is still looking closed off. Hopefully that will get cleared up soon. And again, if you have any details on that, feel free to call the traffic line. For weather, it is 93 right now in Pensacola, 94 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 109. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. Coming up tomorrow, we also have a warning and then a watch set for Friday. So very hot weather throughout the rest of the week and low chances of rain throughout all the way to Sunday. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on here with some health, business, and science notes, Florida Power and Light and Alabama Power out with what I would call blasphemous tips to keep your home cool while helping money to save money. Utility officials say the most energy efficient setting is 78 degrees in cooling mode. When you're not home, you should bump that up to 82 and make sure that the fan is turned off as well. I have been shocked by the number of texters we have had respond today that say, oh, yeah, this is totally normal.
Yeah. And if you think that you misheard, Joe, it was 78.
Yeah, not Celsius or Kelvin. It's Fahrenheit.
That's way too hot. That is way too hot. I don't care what people are saying.
I lambast my parents all the time talking. I mean, their home's at like 74. Mm-hmm. And I go over there and I'm just dying. And I turn the fan. It's like the constant battle where I'm lowering it. My mom's coming over and she's turning it up. So going up to 78 degrees is just not even within the realm or scope of possibility for me. It's 72 degrees tops. Now, if I'm going on an extended trip, I'll turn it up to like 75 or 76. But yeah, no, I cannot imagine ever living or even being invited over. And maybe that should be a prerequisite question. What are the thermostat settings? What are we looking at as far as the temperature? Because, you know, if you're telling me that I have to spend any length of time in a house with the thermostat setting of 78 degrees,
no.
Do not invite me over.
Yeah.
6:50, we'll take our final break, come back with some wacky, weird headlines and some good news, wrapping up a Wednesday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Pensacola's 4th of July fireworks over Pensacola Bay start at 9 p.m. and are presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. The best spots to watch will be from Bayfront Parkway, Plaza de Luna, or Community Maritime Park for the Symphony. Don't miss the Pensacola Symphony and their free Sparks and Stars performance starting at 7 p.m. presented by Peter Mouget. Bring your radio. The fireworks will be synchronized to the music on Cat Country 98.7 thanks to Peyton Heating and Air. The countdown gets started at 9 live on Cat Country 98.7.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience news team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here, happy Wednesday. Very hot. What are we at? 92 degrees or so right now. Topped out at around 97 today. Heat index about 117, if my memory serves. Super hot out there. And just a reminder to please stay safe. If you're working outdoors, if you're going to the beach, please just use extra caution. Take all the precaution, all the liquids that you can. And, you know, we've had a rash of tragic situations out in the Gulf of Mexico, and really safety leaders today calling it really, I don't know, a perfect storm or just a confluence of events. But, you know, when you're in the Gulf, you're constantly fighting against waves, and whether it's a yellow flag or a red flag or green flag, it's, you know, you're fighting against waves and currents and things like that. So you're exerting all this energy. And that is being compounded by the fact that we have heat indexes of around 117 degrees. And I know the summer has only been around a week, but, you know, this is unseasonably, I guess. It's not August. It's not even July yet. And we're seeing this. So please just use extra caution during your outdoor activities right now. Also, Pensacola police officer involved in a shooting this afternoon at a home on Durant Lane, just off Highway 97. Learning today what led to that, PPD spokesman Mike Wood joined us in the 5 o'clock hour.
A hit-and-run crash happened at the corner of 9th and Wright Street in Pensacola. Pensacola police were investigating that crash. They developed information that led them to a possible suspect on Durant Lane.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood told us that the officer that was investigating was met outside by a man who was believed to be the suspect. A verbal altercation led into a physical one, and that's when the officer fired his weapon. The officer, suffering minor injuries as well in that. So both the sheriff's office and FDLE investigating that as well. An employee at a Taco Bell in Texas arrested after pulling a gun on a customer. Don't hear that too much. Cops say after an order was canceled, 18-year-old Brian Carranza yelled at the customer and then pulled a gun from his waistband. He's also accused of running after the car while the customer was in the parking lot calling 911. Pretty bizarre story out of Texas today.
Jeez Louise. One other wacky, weird one in a restaurant before we get our last check of traffic. A 19-year-old was arrested in Minnesota following an unprovoked Skittles attack. That's right. He just started beaming people with Skittles at a restaurant. Tristan didn't even order food. He walked in and started hitting people with the candies. So two weird ones in some restaurants. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. As Joe mentioned, we did have a police situation going on in Cantonment. That was off of Highway 97, and we're still seeing the road closed due to that. That's both directions of Highway 97, just north of Kingsfield Road. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626. 111. And for weather, we do still have the heat warning in effect for the next 5 minutes, but it's still going to be hot throughout the rest of the evening with the low for tonight being 78. And it's 93 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 109. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Some pop culture notes here before we get to some good news. So we've got Pat Sajak, who is retiring, but Vanna White says she still wants to keep on spinning the wheel with new host Ryan Seacrest, but she's not going to do it for the same amount of money that she has for the last several years. Apparently, she's only making, and I say only in quotation marks, $3 million per year, but compared to Pat Sajak's $15 million, and she hasn't had a raise in decades. So she's lawyered up and trying to get a big pay raise to continue as the co-host for The Wheel of Fortune.
And Madonna had a bit of a health scare. She's postponing her tour a little over 2 weeks before it was set to start. In a social media post, Madonna's manager revealed that the singer recently spent several days in the ICU after developing a serious bacterial infection. He added that a full recovery is expected, but she's still under medical care.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend quietly welcoming a fourth baby via a surrogate, the couple revealed today. Ren Stevens was born on last Monday, so congratulations to those two.
And in some good news to finish off the show, a good news story out of Minnesota. A guy in Minnesota flipped his car last Friday and collapsed on the set of the train tracks about a mile away. But thanks to a drone, his life was saved. Cops realized the car was empty and then used the drone to scan the area. There was a train about 2 miles away from the man, but thankfully was able to be stopped in time.
A family in Rhode Island building a special relationship with their next-door neighbor. Wilson and Shireen Caraballo say 6 months before they moved in, their 82-year-old neighbor Paul lost his wife and was living alone. They initially met when he asked if they needed a ladder to help fix their garage, and now he's the kid's honorary grandpa, comes by every day to hang out with them and their parents too, and they celebrated Father's Day with him as well.
Awesome. And a great story out of here in Florida, thanks to the Sarasota Police Department, a young cancer patient was living the dream come true. That's what Andrew's father, Michael, said yesterday about his 4-year-old son, who was made an honorary Sarasota Police Department officer. He got a swearing-in ceremony, he got a uniform, and he got a badge. Andrew, the 4-year-old, and his family live in New Jersey, but they're in the Tampa Bay area. They're spending time thanks to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I always love, and ESPN, I don't know if they still do anymore, but they used to do these Make-A-Wish features where kids wanted to see athletes, and I always love watching those and hearing about stories like this. So kudos to the Sarasota Police Department. Kid wants to be a police officer. Yeah. You know, a lot of 4-year-old boys have that, I want to be a policeman or I want to be a fireman, and getting to live out that dream, kudos to them. Oh, it was a busy Wednesday, and the heat is not going anywhere. Another excessive heat warning in effect for your Thursday, but hey, we're one day closer to the July 4th weekend. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. You all have a good night. We'll be back ready to do it again tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We'll see you then.